We are joined in the media center with our top fuel winner, Steve Torrence, our back-to-back world champion. Steve, on your way to victory today here in Phoenix, you beat Jim Maroney in the first round, Sean Langdon, your dad, Billy Torrence, in the semis, and then finally Doug Coletta in the final round. Take us through your day.
First round, you know, is like I said earlier today at Driver Intros, had a little bit of jitters. We missed Pomona, so you come here, and this is the first round, the first race of the season for us, and a little bit nervous, go up there, and I told the guys in the stage, like in the tow vehicle before, I was like, I just feel like somebody's going to try to mess with me a little bit today, and I think it was a complete accident, but Jim Maroney puts the top bulb out, and I'm looking over there, not paying attention, and I'm like 95, and I just got out and laughed about it, but great guy. So, I mean, you know, it just is what it is, but when you go through what you went through at Pomona, you come out here, you kind of expect for some of that to go on, so that was fine. Against Langdon, I go in and the bulb just flickers and flickers and flickers and won't stay on, and I have a whole brain fade there as well. Fortunately, I smoked the tires. He smoked the tires a little sooner than we did, and I was able to get it done through there. Mm-hmm. Third round was my dad, and I thought they had a better car. I thought he would outrun us, and I needed to be on my game at the tree, and fortunately, it was really close at the end, mm-hmm. but I did do my job on the tree. Final round against Doug. Doug's the greatest. I mean, he's one of the best drivers there's ever been. So you go up there and you bring your A game. I thought we would have a good, consistent car. I knew that they had just run their career quickest ET. So we're going to throw down in the final. And I don't know what they did. It looked like they smoked the tires from the time slip just a little bit, but it wasn't for a lack of not going for it. And that's what we both did, and ours just stuck.
Yeah. And 66 is both on the tree.
I think we both stole a little bit. We may have been a little bit antsy in the final, and I rolled mine in, and I can tell from the numbers he did too, but 66 is a good representative number. So, I mean, it was good for both of us and just a good race for the fans.
Mm-hmm. You raced your dad in the semis, and I know that that's always bragging rights between the two of you. So you're up one on him for the year so far.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the record is, but he'll remind me of it pretty soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, and I know you talked about Doug Coletta, and Doug, you've said multiple times that he's somebody that you look up to. He won last week in Pomona, and he just... Talk about your relationship with Doug and what your thoughts on him.
Doug is one of the just quietest, most reserved guys, mm-hmm. but he's just a genuinely good person and a great race car driver and tons of respect because, I mean, I watched Doug. He's been out here forever. I mean, right. He was racing these when I was a kid. So you watch what he does and just the way that he drives the car, how he stays calm, how he handles situations. And last weekend, he won that whole race on just driving ability because they didn't have the best car, but he went out and got it done and pedals it in the final round and does what he does. So when you look at another driver and you look at what you want to emulate, that's the guy. So, I mean, just tons of respect for Doug Coletta.
You guys did great in qualifying, and then obviously it got a lot warmer here. The qualifying obviously shows what you can do for the rest of the year. Is that the plan to continue to your streak that you did last year?
We're definitely going to try. Mm-hmm. Just see how the races go and what the conditions throw at us. But I think that we've always had a pretty good hot weather tune-up. We're just going to try to develop that cool track conditions, and we're easing up to it. We'll just see how it goes, but I mean, that's something that we really need to try to put our thumb on.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.